Hello, listener. Thanks for your time today. This is Jay again. In the last episode, if you'll remember, I posed a couple of questions for you to ponder. One question was, what is the Bible? And how would you explain the Bible to someone who didn't know about it or had never heard of it before? Well, you know, the Bible is composed of many books that were written down by many authors. Some of these books are long and some are very short. It's a guide, really, that answers many of life's questions, like who are we, where did we come from, how should we live? It's a book full of relatable stories of a lot of imperfect, sinful humans who needed redemption, and it culminates in the arrival of God on earth in the form of Jesus Christ, who was sent here to wash away our sins and give us eternal life, if only we believe in him. And that's all we have to do. The Bible is a gift from God to us, and it points us to the way of God. It points the way to God. And really, the Bible is this, the Word of God. Every word, every story, every parable, every proverb, every psalm, everything is the Word of God, written down by humans, but inspired by the Holy Spirit. Peter says in his book, 2 Peter, in the first chapter, verses 20 and 21, here's what he says. And if you want to turn to me, turn to that with me. It's 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 20 and 21. No prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. No prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. That's 2 Peter, first chapter, verse 20 and 21. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to Timothy, in the book 2 Timothy, in the third chapter, verses 16 and 17, from the King James Version now, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. How could it be said any better what the Bible and what Scripture is all about? You know, the Bible is also historical. It's been proven time and again with archaeological evidence that the Bible is historically accurate. It'd take too much time to cite all the sources on that particular statement, but suffice it to say that if you did a simple internet search on the subject historical accuracy of the Bible, I'm sure you'd get differences of opinion, but there's a wealth of information out there supporting the historical accuracy of the Bible. The point I wanted to get across with those two verses today is that you can rely on the fact that the Bible is the Word of God, written down by men who were filled with the Holy Spirit, and it is also historically accurate. You can have full confidence in the Word of God. You know, Jesus Christ offers you the hope of a new life, a rebirth. The sins that have taken you to the bottom of the pit can be wiped away. Jesus suffered on the cross. He died. He was buried. He was raised again from the dead to take away the sins of the world, if only you believe in him as your Savior. My friend, I hope that's you. Pray in your own words that you believe in Jesus, or reaffirm your faith in Christ, accepting him as your Lord and Savior, and turn away from your sin. Repent and be reborn. Your old life will die, and you will be born anew. Or you can pray this with me again today. Jesus, I ask for the forgiveness of my sins. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with you. Through my faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you for hearing my prayers and loving me, Lord. Take away my anxiousness, my stress, and my worry. Take it off my shoulders and place it all onto you. Give me strength, Lord, wisdom, and the determination to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Short and sweet today, brothers and sisters. Thanks for listening. Again, as always, please feel free to drop me an email with questions and comments, ideas, and especially prayer requests. We will pray for you. Just send me a request to the following email address, ydbv2020@gmail.com. That's Y as in your, D as in daily, B as in Bible, V as in verse, 2020@gmail.com. ydbv2020@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And again, let me know if you're, you know, what particular city or area you're listening from and what podcast platform you're using. That's very interesting information for me. I won't use your email address for any kind of solicitation. That's a promise from me. Again, thanks for listening, and God be with you.